just kind of a feel-good thing? I mean, isn't that why so many people struggle so often at Christmas? If they're words that are tied to nothing, nothing that lasts, we need more. And that brings us to our scripture today. Let's read it together. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. There it is, Christmas in a nutshell, right there. I love it. Let's just take a moment and break down some of those words. Why? Why can we have hope and joy and peace and overflow with hope? The answer is because of Jesus. Let's just look at one word at a time. Hope. Matthew in his gospel quotes the prophet Isaiah, who over 700 years earlier said this about Jesus: a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through victory. In his name the nations will put their hope. And then Matthew tells, after Jesus quotes this, then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. A bruised wick. Right? I don't know if I can quite, you know, just sort of bruise it. A bruised reed, a smoldering wick. You ever feel like that? Jesus gives us hope when we are at our lowest. When no one gets us, He does. With all of the understanding of eternal God, and because He knows what it is to be human. Oh, He gets us and He loves us. He made us. We read that in John. Nothing was made without Him. He loves us so much. He dies for us. And He is forever the eternal God. We read that in John this morning at the beginning of the service as well. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Think of how the man must have felt, held in darkness by demons, locked in a world where he could see nothing, where he could say nothing, until all of a sudden, Jesus. He sees Jesus. Jesus is the first thing he sees, and Jesus is the first thing we need to see about Christmas. And that brings us to the next word, joy. Jesus is our joy. The angels brought the shepherds what? Tidings of great joy that will be for all the nations, everyone who would follow Him. And you saw the words from a hymn come up a moment. I'll show them in just another minute. But one of the things that I love doing as a history guy is I love reading things that people have written about Jesus throughout history. And you know, for example, like Phillips Brooks, O Little Town of Bethlehem, every Christmas Eve I talk about that. the lines, how silently the wondrous gift is given, so God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. And you look at words like that and you realize Brooks gets it. Whatever was going on at that time in the world, he got it. You know, you read the words of people throughout history who knew Jesus. And it's amazing. And this is one of those hymns. It's a German hymn. Literally, it's in the German, Jesu meine Freude, Jesus my joy. In English, it's translated, Jesus, priceless treasure. But look at these lyrics. Jesus, priceless treasure, source of purest pleasure, friend most sure and true. By the way, I mean, we could just spend so much there. Source of purest pleasure. Isn't that what the world runs after, pleasure? But the deepest, purest pleasure of all is found in him. Long my heart was burning, fainting much, and yearning, thirsting, Lord, for you. Yours I am, O spotless Lamb, so I will let nothing hide you. Seek no joy beside you. Whoever wrote those lyrics, they got it, right? And you see the Spirit moving there. There's more. Let your arms enfold me. Those who try to wound me cannot reach me here. Though the earth be shaking, every heart be quaking, Jesus calms my fear. Fires may flash and thunder crash. Yea, though sin and hell assail me, Jesus will not fail me. You ever get in that place? Oh, when you run to him, things change. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter what is happening in the world around you, in him, joy. The writer goes on, away my worldly treasure, Jesus is my pleasure, Jesus is my choice. Away, all empty glory. What to me your story told with tempting voice? Think of how many actors and actresses die in motel rooms. They've come to the end of their glory and missed this. Pain or loss or shame or cross shall not from my Savior move me, since he chose to love me. Banish thoughts of sadness, for the Lord of gladness, Jesus, enters in. Though the clouds may gather, those who love the Savior still have peace within. Though I bear much sorrow here, still in you lies purest pleasure, Jesus, priceless treasure. And therein is the very purpose and meaning of Christmas, a God who comes to save us and make us his own, his very own. When you know you are loved, genuinely loved by the eternal God, what greater need could you possibly have? And so we come to the last word, peace. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. It's important for us to understand that he said those words in a larger context. One in which he wasn't just sort of speaking nice things into the air. He was making a promise. His Holy Spirit, His presence, His power would be with us. Here it is. All of this I've spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all of these things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. He's saying, I'm right here. I'm with you. Oh, receive me. Let me in. Oh, we need so much each day to pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us and move through us and shine through us, right? But oh, so much at Christmas when we are so often so easily distracted. I think of the lady one time who pulled in front of me at a I was going to drop someone off, and this lady just sort of, as I remember it, it was at the roundabout at a hospital, and I'm pulling in to let someone out, and this lady just pulls in front, and it wasn't an emergency kind of thing. It was just, you know, it wasn't the emergency room. It was just elsewhere. And then as she pulls out, I noticed the bumper sticker said, create peace. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the Christmas we need. That's the presence of Jesus. Oh. Oh, I hope you will pray for that. Invite Him in. Invite His Spirit afresh. If you've never received Him, oh, here is everything good at Christmas with no humbug about it. He is hope. He is joy. He is peace. He is transformation. He longs to fill us with His love. He went to the cross so that you and I could know true freedom and live in relationship with Him in a way that changes everything. So that these things, hope and joy and peace, flow from within us as we trust in Him. Will you trust Him this morning? Tell Him, yes, yes, I receive you. I receive you. I receive your hope. I receive your joy. I receive your peace. I receive your Spirit. Oh, fill me, Lord. Fill me. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. No ear may hear His coming. But in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in. May we pray. Oh, would you do it? If you never have, would you do it? Would you turn to him? He came, he lived, he died on a cross to take our sins from us so that heaven could, the door could be open wide, and you and I, even here and now, could enter into this relationship with God. He breaks our chains and sets us free and welcomes us into life. Will you have it? If you've never received it, oh, will you tell him yes? Yes. Because the beautiful thing is, he is that gift. It's not about being good. Oh, he'll help us with that. It's about knowing him. And as we love him, he leads us into good places. So if you've been kind of caught and distracted in the store windows of Christmas, would you turn to him again this morning and say, yes. Lord, I trust you. I trust you. My eyes are on you. Help me. Help me to stay there. I receive your joy. I receive your hope. I receive your peace. I receive your Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. I would be yours. Lord, we praise you. You bring us tidings of great joy. In Jesus' name. Amen.